please help us congratulate Grace on her recent engagement. Grace, we are so happy for you and wish you both the world. We cannot wait to see what the future holds for you both. Thanks for being this week's guest on Talk with Tori. Now let's hear the show.
Welcome to the Talk with Tori podcast. I'm your host, Tori Jones, and I'm so glad that you're here. It's time to have some fun. On each episode, I will chat with a friend and we will share random life topics, tips and tricks, fun stories, and more serious stories filled with some real talk to make you laugh, maybe cry, make you think, but most of all, bring a smile to your face. We all have a story to share, so I hope you enjoyed this one. So grab your favorite Starbucks, a glass of wine, water, I don't care, you do you, girl, because it's time to peel back the layers and add a little spice to it. What's up, Grace? Welcome to Talk with Tori.
I'm so excited to be here.
It's going to be so much fun, y'all. Grace is a hoot. She's something.
I can't wait. I'm so excited. I just saw your little baby bump, and I wish I was there in person, but this is so fun to see.
I know, girl. It, like, popped out of nowhere. I mean, I kept being like, oh, I have a bump, and Josh was like, I can also hold my stomach out like that, you weirdo. And then one day I was like, oh, it's there. Like,
it's there. It is there.
There's something up in there. Okay, y'all. Well, Grace is one of my dearest friends. We have so much fun together. I'm excited for y'all to get to talk to her and for us to kind of get to share a topic that has kind of been on my heart for a while to share on Talk with Tori. And so we're just going to kind of go back and forth and really be able to hopefully be a good reminder for us all. I am not perfect at this either, but y'all, I met Grace when we worked together in orientation at Auburn, and I was her boss, but we were both Louisiana girls, so we bonded right away. And
boss is a loose term.
Boss is a loose term. And actually, we got close because she set me up with this guy.
I always forget about him until you bring it up.
And I then forget like about so it too. I actually never think about it. Until, because y'all, we talked about matchmaking. Grace also has matchmade couples that have gotten married and stuff. And so, but the weird thing is, I can definitely see why you set us up. Because as far as like qualities and personality, it went together. But anyways, that was like the funnest time in Auburn. I mean, now it's fun because I'm married to Josh. But like, we had so much fun, and that's
Have so much fun. That's and also. I'm not as good a matchmaker as you because I'm super awkward. Like, you know, first date, I was like, okay, gonna go now, bye.
Yeah, you like left us in the car. I was like, we're not gonna kiss. Like, oh my gosh. Like, dude, what? Okay, well, that's funny. But yeah, Grace was in my wedding, a bridesmaid, and just one of those life-giving friends that checks on you, loves you. I mean, y'all, when I broke my back, she like came weekly and like made us gluten-free cookies that are still the best cookies, even though they're gluten-free. So, Grace, y'all are just going to love getting to talk to her and learn from her. So, Grace, if you'll just kind of tell us a little bit about you, your background, how you grew up, and maybe a fun story or memory. You got the funniest stories of anyone.
I mean, you and me both, sister. So, I grew up in Coleman, Alabama, but both of my parents are from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, which is why me and Tori are Louisiana girls. I'm there all the time. My family still lives all in Louisiana. So my family didn't love that I went to Auburn. But that's just how it is. Out-of-state tuition is crazy expensive.
Because you would have gone, actually, to LSU.
Yeah. I tried to go.
That was the plan. Yeah.
They said, no way, Jose. That's too expensive. So I'm the youngest of six kids. I grew up doing, like, 4-H and cattle judging, all sorts of stuff that led me to major in agriculture at Auburn. Graduated from there, gosh, I don't even remember, 2015, something like that, and went into poultry, and everybody was always so surprised that I, like, worked with chickens every day. But fast forward to today, I now live in Monroeville, Alabama, which is just north of Mobile. And I work for Alabama Ag Credit as a loan officer for them. And that's pretty much where I am in life right now. Not married, no kids. And a funny story, I was trying to think of one that would be good for this podcast, and there really were so many. But the one that is stuck out in my mind that we actually talked about the other day, on my first sort of date with my now boyfriend, Ryan, I was staying at Tori and Josh's house. And I went to go get a change of clothes, and Ryan was with me, and Tori was at work. Josh was like working out, went to take a dog on a walk. I don't know. We set the alarm off. Like, I don't know if you remember this. I tried calling you to get the code. The police showed up. We got questioned by the police separate on like our first date. Josh and Louie came bebopping up, and like, hey, we know them. They're friends. You can let them go from like questioning. Josh met Ryan, and it was all cool, but it was so embarrassing to get questioned from the police on your first date, because like, we were friends before, but not like, I'll go to jail for you, friend. So so awkward and embarrassing, but really funny that it involves all four of us. And there's so many other stories with the four of us. But yeah, first date, got the cops called on us because I got locked out of Tori's house.
Okay, well, I hadn't even thought about this one until you were talking about that. So when Josh moved into my house since we got married, but before that, he had a house right downtown, Auburn. So sometimes, like, so Grace and I, like, love to go there on game day weekends because it was like having a game day house. It was so much easier. You didn't have to drive anywhere.
It's so close. We could walk to the stadium.
We could walk there. Yeah. Okay, so we always wanted to go there. So after the game, I told Grace, I was like, hey, she was going out, but I was like, hey, I'm going to go back to my house and go sleep in my bed, but just stay at Josh's because your stuff's there. You know, you got your own bed, like you got your room, you got your stuff, whatever. Well, Josh is like such a light sleeper, so I can't believe this. And he deadbolted the door and locked Grace out, and she was with some guy. Who was that, your friend?
Yes, it was my friend, and we ate chicken nuggets on the front steps.
He was dropping her off, and like they couldn't get in the house. Like,
yeah. And then we wound up having to stay at our other friend Megan's house. Shout out, Megan. I stayed at your house.
Yeah, she was like, oh my gosh. So it's just like so funny, like all those little things. I do miss that little game day house. That was really
fun. I know. It was so perfect. And we made friends with the next door neighbors, and Louie would like go in their house.
Yeah, that was fun. That was so fun. And they would make us like drinks and stuff, even though I'm not drinking currently, but that was fun.
Yeah,
okay. So fun fact about Monroeville. Y'all know, tell them about the fun fact that everybody has heard of Monroeville.
Oh, okay. So the legendary author, Harper Lee, To Kill a Mockingbird, is based out of Monroeville. That's where she's from. That's where she grew up. So they have a huge festival every year. They do like a To Kill a Mockingbird play outside in front of the old historic courthouse. It's super cool. So,
yeah, but everyone's read that in school. Everyone.
Yeah. So if y'all ever get a chance, come visit me in Monroeville on the square and come see To Kill a Mockingbird in the summer.
Yeah, well, okay, so tell us. So being the youngest of six, what was that like day to day? Like, how did you get attention? Was there always just, all of y'all are pretty loud, the kids. So, like, how'd you ever get a word in?
So, we all are very loud.
Is every single one loud?
Yes, it's one boy and five girls. So it was a lot of fighting. I didn't have my own bedroom until my brother, he's the oldest, went to college, and then I got his room. He had this like wild boar in his room, and I like put Mardi Gras beads and a princess crown and stuff on it, so it would be scary. I shared a room with my parents in like a little trundle pop-up bed until he went to college. Which I was in like first grade when he graduated. So yeah, I was in my parents' room for a long time. And then my parents have their own bathroom. So my dad, mom, and brother all shared one bathroom. And then all five of us girls shared a bathroom with a mirror the size of a poster board. I mean, not even that big, like a little like.
So that's where the fighting came from. Give me the mirror, crazy people.
Yeah, give me the mirror. Fighting over outlet space because there was only one outlet. Lots of cat fights. Like, I have, this is so crazy. scars all on my hands from like getting like clawed. Well, no joke. Like nail fight clawing to fight over like blow dryers and stuff. But yeah, to get attention, I mean, I don't know. My brother, it wasn't hard for him to get attention because he was only boy. But I really, I don't know. It definitely was hard because I was the last to go through everything. So my parents have already done it and it wasn't like anything new to them. They've already done it. This is the sixth time they've gone to a middle school graduation. So definitely the focus was on my older siblings. Not that that's bad, and they didn't have any part in that. It's just, it was more exciting for my parents to do the new stuff. So by the time it was just kind of monotonous and just like, hey, we've done this before. Here's how you do. Let's move on. Let's get this last one out.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of always the theme with me, which is fine. I learned how to fend for myself, which has helped me a lot in adulthood. But yeah, it was definitely different than most kids. Like my friends who are the oldest children, like their high school graduation was a huge deal. And mine was just, oh, the last of the Drouets is graduating. Like we're done. Yeah. So things just weren't as a big of a deal with me. But again, that's fine. I mean, it's not like it was my siblings' fault. Yeah.
I agree with you though, but I think y'all all as siblings have like such a bond, and like y'all have like the funniest stories, y'all. I mean, it is insane all the stuff they did.
Yeah.
But also,
we need a sitcom, honestly.
Yeah. But all like the experiences that you had and stuff like that have made you super independent, you know, and have made you who you are. Well, y'all, today we're going to talk one thing Grace to me is so good at, which like I said, none of us feel perfect in this, but I think, you know, in such a sad, negative world, most of the time, it's so easy just to get through life and not speak life into people, not speak positively, not speak what you see, you know, you know, your hair looks amazing today, or, oh, you're doing such a good job. It's just easy just to go through life. And so we're just going to talk about how that makes such a difference in who you become and making that a priority. And Grace has always been that friend to me to be like, okay, let's like talk the real, but also like see the good in a lot of things, but still get down to the real. So Grace, why is it so important to speak what you see and really work hard to see the good in others? And honestly, I suffer from that. Sometimes I'm like, it's so easy to see the negative. So why do you think it's so important? And why do you feel like you make that a priority?
I told myself a long time ago to always put myself in a mindset that is, I don't even know how to explain this other than this is what I think. Every time I'm having a bad day at work or with my relationships with friends or significant other, family, whatever, even on my bad day, that is someone's dream day. So I just think, and not that your problems aren't problems, but you just have to realize to be grateful because you have something that would be someone's dream. So like if I'm having a bad day at work, then I'm just like, this is someone's dream job. Someone in a third world country somewhere wishes they had what I had even on the worst day. So that's kind of what I live by and have tried to remind myself of anytime something is going wrong or going on or me having a problem, just to make myself more grateful because you don't know what other people are going through and you should be so grateful for what you do have. So that's always helped me. And then just a lot of people don't have somebody to tell them that they're beautiful. Like they might not have even been told that before in their entire life. Like, I remember one time I used to work at Ellie Shoe Boutique in downtown Auburn.
Yeah.
Shout out. Also, I love that you do shout outs. It's so fun.
Shout out, Ellie. Ellie, give us a discount code, yo. Grace 20.
Yeah. I wish they were still open because that would make the shout out better.
Wait, they closed. Oh, because the shoe's closed, but the clothes are still open.
Yeah, shoe's closed. Yeah, the Ellie Boutique is still open. Y'all should definitely shop there. But there was this girl that came in and y'all, she had on some high-waisted flare jean, all the patterned pants, hair and makeup done, shirt tucked in. She looked great. Now, the pants might not have been something I would wear because y'all can't see me, but I have like an unproportioned bottom half to my top. So if I wore big, loud printed pants, like it would just, I would look like Jupiter, the planet.
Jupiter.
I don't even know if that's the biggest planet or not. But I didn't want to say Uranus, even though that would have been way funnier.
Uranus! Shout out, hold up, shout out Uranus.
Uranus. So, like a girl I work with, somebody was there, I was like, girl, you are rocking those pants. Like, you look so great. Like, keep on going, that fit. And the other girl that was like working or something that day, she was like, oh my God, I can't believe you just complimented that girl. Those pants were not cute. And I'm like, I would never wear those. Even if you wouldn't wear them, doesn't mean homegirl that is wearing them doesn't look great. Like, tell her she looks great. Like,
yes.
She did. She was working it.
And guess what? Them. She may have been like, should I wear this? Should I not? Do I look good? Do I not? Right. But that compliment changed her whole day. Honestly, yeah. It can change someone's year. It can change their life. It can turn their life around. You never know what one. You never know what one word can say.
Right.
Like, you just never know.
Yeah. If you personally wouldn't wear it, who cares? If someone else still looks good in it, it doesn't mean you have to wear it to like it. I mean, yeah. So that girl could have literally never been told that her outfit looks good. And that was the first time. Like, just tell people, if you think they're pretty, be like, you are so pretty. Like, your eyebrows look great. Like, anything, just tell them. It makes people feel good. And it feels good to make other people feel good.
It does. And like I said, it's so easy just to not. Or like just to tell someone, like, I think about this all the time with my job at Auburn. You know, I supervise 14 students, workers. And I think about this. I'm like, I've got to like always remember, like, me saying a really nice compliment to one of them about their work ethic, that goes such a long way. Because when my boss says something good about my work ethic, it goes such a long way. And it doesn't have to be much for people to turn it around. So,
yeah, because you want to be like, I'm going to prove them right. Yes. Like, darn tooting my worth that it's good. Like, I'm going to keep on
doing it. Yes. It's so easy. Like, I mean, we're all guilty of it. Oh, my gosh. Like, I can't believe blah, 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 blah. And if we change our mindset, it makes us feel better and be better people, too. So, what do you remember any comments that maybe people have made to you in your past, throughout your life, that have hurt you, that you just will never forget? And why do you think that some people can, I also think this is what's crazy. And this is one reason I wanted to have this conversation. I think some people really have no negative, like no ill will towards you when they say stuff, but it can still be a dig that you never forget. And that really affects you. So do you remember anything anyone said to you? Because when I was kind of thinking about what we were going to talk about, I started remembering some things people have said to me.
Yeah. I mean, I could write a list as long as the Nile River.
Shout out Nile River.
Like, yeah. I try not to let it just run me down, because a lot of times people don't mean it. But I literally did make a list of a few that literally stuck in my mind. So I have always been very hyper. There's no denying it. I am a happy, hyper person. So I just remember, like, growing up, I would get overly excited about things. And I still do. Like, I get so excited about stuff all the time. Like this podcast, I've been so excited all day, I could bounce off the walls. So in like elementary, middle, high school, I went to the same school, kindergarten through 12th grade. So people knew me and in my family. So just a lot of times people would call me immature, or tell my mom that like she needs to be on Ritalin, she's too hyper or stuff like that, which who knows? I don't really even know what Ritalin is. I'm not in the medical field by any means, but I know that my mom didn't want to dull my personality like that. That just makes kids numb. I knew my mom didn't want that. So I just need to learn how to control my hyperness. But I remember in high school, all my friends were getting their driver's license. I was the youngest in my grade. And a lot of their parents wouldn't let me ride in the car with them because I got too hyper and they were scared I would distract their kids driving. Like, there were cell phones then. Like, I wasn't going to distract their children
that
anymore
is crazy.
Than a cell phone. So, like, that really hurt. And, like, that made me want to just not be myself because I was like, it's not even anything about my looks that I can't change. It's not like, it's my personality. Like, they're saying I need to, like, dampen my personality. And that's not, I know they didn't mean anything by it. They probably thought I was ADD. I mean, who knows? I probably am. But, I mean, don't tell people that until they're your mom that you need to be on medication. Like, I'm sure they thought they were being helpful, but they were hurtful. So, that definitely has stuck with me.
I always, you know, having a big personality, and that's probably one reason we just bond so much because we don't have to hold the person back. It's like, I just remember people being like, oh my gosh, she's too much. Or like, she's just too much.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, you know, you're like, but then it would be like, oh, you're too much. So then when I turn it down, people are like, what's wrong? Like, is something wrong with you? And I'd be like, no, like nothing's wrong. Or it's like, sometimes, like, you want to be excited about things, but you tone it down because you don't want people to be like, she's annoying. Or people would just be like, oh, she's, like, when they say little things, like, they'd be like, oh, she's annoying. I still remember this. And I hadn't even thought about this specifically when we were preparing this. But I remember a girl, Gay, used to always say, Tori needs a chill pill. Okay, that's, like, was her line. And, like, it was kind of funny, I guess. And like I said, like, you know, people don't mean ill will, chill, whatever. But it still hurts. And I remember for my birthday, in front of everyone, she gave me a polar bear or something that was called Chill. And she attached a pill to it. And, like, everyone thought it was so funny. And I tried to laugh it off, but I was like, oh my gosh, like, did people just think I'm crazy? So I still, like, remember that. And, like, people being like, sometimes, like, you're just too much. And I'm like, and, like, my parents, like you said, like, they didn't want me to, like, change my personality. Like, you know, that's your gift is your personality, whether you're shy, whether you're talkative. I mean, I was always friendly, so they never wanted me to not be the kid. When a new kid came to school, I was always the one that talked to them, but I still was, but when someone makes comments like that, that's what brings out your insecurities the most. Were there any other things that stuck out to you?
Yeah. So kind of a similar story. I was out of college and I was with a group of friends and there was somebody about to come. I've tried to, like, block this out so I don't remember all the details, but somebody was about to come to, like, our get together and they're like, just prepare yourselves. Like, they can kind of be, like, loud, whatever. And this girl looked me in the face and she's like, well, Grace is the most unbearable person I've ever met. So I can handle anybody if they're, like, worse than I can pretty much handle anybody. And I know she meant it as, like, a joke or, like, saying that since she can tolerate me, like, everybody else, I don't know. I don't think she meant to hurt me, but, like, it did hurt. Like, that hurts when you say that, like, somebody's the most unbearable person you've ever met, like, to their face. Like, who does that? Which I know, again.
And I think,
sarcasm
has become such, like, this cool thing. But, like, I think a lot of times people, not a lot of times, think, like, all the time, people use, oh, I'm so sarcastic, or sarcasm as an excuse to actually be mean.
Yes,
and, oh, I'm just joking. You're basically telling us what you felt and saying that so I don't feel bad. I remember this one. I've never forgotten it. And when I was maybe like 9 or 10, this is totally different than personality. When I was like 9 or 10, I was in PE class and like you every like lesson or something, it would be like kickball or bounce ball or I don't know. You at the end of like
bounce ball
something, I don't know. At the end of like each new thing, they would like give you a grade or whatever. And everyone that like graded high enough would get to like play the game. And the people that didn't, they would walk around and give you like quote unquote like feedback, I guess. And so I remember my PE teacher came up to me and was like, hey, we just couldn't let you play the game. You just didn't score high enough. I don't know if it was a grade. You know, I don't know like how it was.
Yeah.
Like, and she was like, we just felt like you weren't really aggressive and you really needed to be more aggressive. Well, that always stuck with me. And I think it always affected me because after that, I really didn't play sports anymore. I always was like, I'm not competitive. No, I don't want to be a part of that. And that's kind of how I lived my life. And like that probably was my personality, but it also made me feel like I didn't want to be on the team because I didn't want to lose or I didn't want to mess up anybody else's game or like I wasn't good enough. And like she was just giving me feedback and probably never thought anything of it and probably told the same comment to people all day, every day.
Yeah.
But for me, that really like affected me. One thing also that's been pretty recent, honestly, is I'm having the sweetest little boy ever. I don't know him yet. But I'm so excited. And I always wanted a boy. I always wanted to have a boy. And just because I'm girly, I think people always thought I wanted girls. And I truly, when I say 100%, me and Josh didn't care. 1,000%, yeah. We did not care.
Y'all wanted a healthy baby.
We really didn't care. Like, if we probably would have drawn out of a hat if they were like, you can choose. Like, we just didn't care. But I always wanted, you know, to have a boy because I loved having brothers and all of that.
Yeah.
And so when I found out it was a boy, quite a few people would say like, oh my gosh, I'm so surprised. I just don't see you with boys. I always see you have girls. What are you going to do with the boy? And then it like makes
like,
you.
Hello, you're having a boy.
Like, and I'm like, A, it's not like I'm choosing, but B, like, well, A, I'm not choosing, but B, like I may have chosen a boy anyways. And then C, then it brings out your insecurities. Wait. Am I going to be a bad boy mom? Like, what's wrong with me? Like, why do people not think I'll be good at this? Why does everyone think I have to have girls? Like, da 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 da. And so it's just stuff like that. Or like, you know, when people would say, like, when I was so skinny, you know, life has changed. Now I have to actually watch what I eat and work out. But you know, when I was so skinny, like, like you were so skinny. Like, like that is so unhealthy. Are you on a da da da? And I'm thinking, like, honey, I just drank 8 Cokes. Ate 7 hamburgers. I'm just little. Yeah, I'm just little, you know, like I was just a late bloomer. Like I'm just small. And so you just never, it's so crazy that we both remember those things. Like I hate that people have talked to you like that, Grace. Is there any others that you want to share before we move on?
I guess like the opposite. And I know that we've talked about this before and I feel like it's important to mention that those same people that are like, you need to tone it down or like, subdue your loud personality are the same ones who have a get together and you feel like you have to be the life of the party.
Yes.
Otherwise it won't be fun. And then it's so much pressure. It's exhausting. Like I love being myself, but I almost feel like instead of toning it down, I have to tone it up because they want me to like be the entertainment, which is fine.
Because you're very entertaining.
Yeah. I just like, don't tell me to tone it down and tone it up for what works for you. Like, just let me be me sort of thing. But it's exhausting to be the life of the party when people expect you to be like that. Like, it is so exhausting.
Yeah. And like, I think one thing that I've always loved about you is how you're just truly authentically you. And I think so often, like, it's so easy to want people to be like us or why are they that way? Or what makes them who they are? One thing I just love about people, I love this about my husband. I mean, he's a guy, so I can say this, and he doesn't have a personality like me because, you know, he's truly authentically who he is. He is so proud of who he is. He doesn't care what people think of him. He doesn't care. He's like, cool, I'm this way, I'm this way. It's like, you like me or you don't. You know, like, he's like, I'm a great person. I'm a great friend. You want it like, but he just doesn't worry about the small stuff. And so why do you think it's so hard for people? I mean, we all suffer from this to truly be authentically themselves. And why should we just let go and not hold back from who we are? And how do you think you get to that point? Like, how have you been able to be authentically yourself?
I thought about this because I didn't really know how to answer this because it's hard to develop like your own personality and like way you do things coming from such a big family because you're just kind of like under this blanket of your family. So when I went to college, I went to Southern Union. Shout out all my SU queens. Tori says we're so good about just like, hey, you love to ride bikes, that's not really my thing, but you do you, girl. I'm gonna like follow you in my car while you do this long ride and we will make sure no one runs you over, but like, we're not going to ride with you, but we'll support you. And that really just helped me like realize I can be myself and still be with friends who, with people who aren't exactly like me, because they respect that I am who I am and encourage me to be that way and not force me to be something I'm not because that's the way they are. So they really helped me learn that. And then just as I went through college and after college, just being single and trying to figure out life, I just realized what really makes me happy. And I don't really care if people like it or not. Like, I love to run. It brings me so much joy. It truly does. And just working out in general, riding my bike, anything. And so many people are like, oh, you run. Oh, you rode your bike this morning before you came here. Aren't you like a show off? I'm like, I don't care. That made me happy today. And I'm confident in what makes me happy. And you don't have to do it. I didn't force you to go run with me this morning. Like, you're always welcome. But that's what makes me happy and stay authentic to myself, because those are things I like to do and no one else has to do it with me. So I think that's really just helped me, is having friends who, like, I have one friend who is also from Southern Union. Maymay, what's up? She is sometimes like tries to eat vegan, and I used to work for a poultry company. So she and I still get along. Like, even though I love meat, she's not like, I can't believe you're eating meat. And I'm not to her saying, oh my gosh, you don't eat meat. Like, we are totally fine and still share recipes and still get along and are okay that we like other things. Like, just do what makes you happy and don't judge other people for what brings them joy.
Yeah. I love that. And like, talking about like focusing on what truly makes you happy. Like, if you love to bike and you love to run, like, instead of guilting people, I think it's so easy to be like, I can't believe, or she did that, but just like, like changing the mindset and like something we could all work on. Like, oh, that's so awesome that you did that. How was your run? Instead of like, oh my gosh, you woke up at 5 and now you're here and now you're here. Cause like, I could be like, whoa, honey, I've slept 7 more hours. Like, you know, all of that kind of thing. But, you know, I really think my journey to like true authenticity, I think moving to Auburn was big for me in my life, because I feel like I've always been who I was, like, you know, who I am. But I also think it was a very different transformation when I truly had to move somewhere that no one knew anything about me unless I told them, or unless like it just came up in conversation, or unless they got to know me. You know, before growing up, I mean, I was from where my parents and my grandparents were from. And then when I went to college, people from high school also went there. And so I felt like I was always around people that like knew who I was and like knew things about me. So I feel like moving somewhere that I didn't know anyone was so big for my growth, because I truly had to be me. And like, I feel like it's so easy to be something else. And I think I had to work on that, of just being like, nobody cares about XYZ that I thought was a big deal in high school.
Yeah.
They care about the now. And I just think that was so big for me. And so I loved how you just talked about what truly matters. Like, what truly matters is if you're happy, if, you know, Jesus loves the way you're living it.
Yeah.
And you're around the people that build you up. And I think all of us can work on building up other people. So
yeah.
What have some people maybe said positively to you that you'll never forget? Or maybe what is one person that consistently speaks life into you, or did as you were growing up or something?
Yeah. Definitely I get compliments on my personality. Like, it's so crazy that your biggest compliments are also your biggest critiques.
It is. Okay. So I told Josh that before we had this conversation. I said, it's so interesting that the things we're most secure about are our biggest strengths.
Yeah.
I mean, insecure about. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely is. Like, the other day I went to this random meeting for work, and I never met this lady in my life. I literally was telling her about a pair of pants I was wearing, and I was like, you got to go get you some. They're so comfortable. She was like, you have just the best personality. You just made my day talking about your pants. Like, that's just something that always people have complimented me on. So truly mind blowing that is also the biggest critique. I just keep going back to that. But yeah, just saying, you've brightened my day. You just, thank you so much for the compliment. Thank you so much for being positive. And even on this negative situation, like just things like that, just bringing positivity all the time has definitely been what people speak life and me about most frequently. And I thought of this while you were talking about moving to Auburn, because out of college, I don't know if you remember, I moved like every 4 to 6 mm-hmm. months. It was crazy. So going to church by myself was kind of different, because I would only be in a church congregation for 4 to 6 months. So you don't really get to know the people in church, because you only see them once a week for 4 months. So just having that like relationship with God, like, really changed things too, because this may sound cliche, but it's true, so I don't care. God really does speak so much life and like
yes,
the assurance that what your strengths are, and helps you learn what your God-given strengths really are and how to lead people to Jesus. And my positivity, I think, does that. Like I know that it's Him that helps me brighten a room whenever I walk in, even if it might be a funeral. Like, it's just going to church alone. I know that's backwards from you saying what people spoke life to me, but that really helped me a lot too, of knowing what my strengths were, of just going to church by myself and only speaking to God and not the people in the congregation. It was a lot of different experience to do it that way, but it really did speak so much life mm-hmm. into me to know what my strengths were. So, but yeah, it's been constant. My personality, and then like I love clothes, so a lot of people just speak life into a compliment from my office.
Yeah, and I think I want to be known, and I got in for this. I want to be known as somebody that consistently speaks life into people. And like I said, I have a long way to grow like that. Like I was thinking about this like recently. So we have a new lady that works at our office, and when I walk in every day, like, she's, oh, I just can't wait to see what you're wearing today. Or, oh, you're just the sunshine. Or like when I was gone for a week, she was like, she emailed me, like, I just miss the sunshine that you bring. And it's like, that's all she had to say for me to be like, wow, like, yeah. I'm so blessed. And like, when people just compliment you, it just makes you feel like you're like, wow, like, I am the sunshine, you know, like, yes. Oh, okay, like my life's worth, yeah, like my life's worth living. And it's our life, if we just devote it to truly loving on people, you get that in return tenfold. And
yeah,
I mean, like we talked about, you know, things we remember negatively, but you really remember the positive. Like some cards I've gotten are just like teachers that just would compliment me and, you know, tell me you did a good job, or, you know, I love your personality, or I know you can do this, or like in your parents, or just with friends. And I just think seeking out that community is so, so important, because you just, and you know, sometimes like I tell people this too, it's okay to ask for a compliment. Hey, do you like what I'm wearing? Or hey, yes. how does my hair look? Or hey, because we need to be fed in that. And people, like, you can kind of like, if you feel like you don't look good, ask someone how you look.
Yeah, there's no shame in fishing for some compliments.
No, because sometimes you just need that before you walk out of the house, you know, yes. Or like send it to a friend, or, and this is kind of going into that. So you are so good at checking on other people, and kind of like I was saying, like send things to a friend. So like, why is checking on friends and making sure that's a priority so important? And some people are not as natural at this. So maybe what are some tips to like checking on people and speaking life into them consistently and making sure that they're okay?
Yeah, I'm definitely not a pro, because you're also so great at this. Like, you're so great at doing this. So I just might be driving down the road, or I have this new prayer journal that says like friends, and then it's got lines below it to just write down what friends you need to pray for. And then after, I'll just shoot a text. It may not be the best grammar if I'm like half asleep, or if I'm driving down the road, or just busy at work and I have a thought of one of my friends. I just say, how are you? Or what's up? Are you okay? Miss you. Like just little things. Or even like one of my friends that just had a baby, she was like, I'm literally craving nothing but potato chips. So I like just ordered a box of potato chips and sent it to her house because I don't live close to her. So just little things like that, that aren't expensive. Like, and you're the queen of thank you notes. Thank you for all my thank you notes. It literally takes no time to write someone a little note in the mail. If you don't have 5 minutes in the day, I'm not even going to pretend like it takes 30 seconds. Like, it's a solid 5 minutes to write a note. But if you don't have that in the day, then maybe you need to check your priorities, because if you don't have 5 minutes to do that, then you're way too busy.
I always say a note in the mail is such a lost art. Like,
it's so nice.
Or I'll tell you what else is a lost art. Just sending someone a random text or randomly calling them. This past Saturday, I called a friend I have not talked to because we were like, I messaged her about something very random. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to pick up the phone. I don't feel like texting and explaining.
Yeah.
And we ended up talking on the phone for 45 minutes, catching up, laughing. And I was like, why don't I do this more? Like, why do I call the same people? Or why, you know, like, calling her randomly was just so awesome. And like, if they're not available, like, and you just never know when someone needs that. Or like,
you really, truly do not know.
And I also think, like, sometimes we're so worried about, like, oh, should I ask? Like, I know, like, when I was going through infertility, I think people, like, felt like, oh, can I ask? Can I not? It meant a lot. Like, you don't have to say the right thing. And even if you've never been through it, you don't have to be like, oh, blah, blah. Like, it doesn't have to be this long thing. Like, hey, I'm just checking.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm praying for you. Because a lot of times, nobody's checking in. And also, like, check in on your friends that are happy, because everybody is going through something. It does not matter. I'm always like, a how are you can go a long way, because either they can say, I'm good, how are you? Or they can go, okay, I've got to talk to someone about this.
Yes, absolutely. Like, I love the random calling people, or like the voice messages. Love those. I love those. Send a voice text, just anything.
Marco Polo.
Snapchat video, Marco Polo, anything, because you really, they could have just gotten ghosted from a boy and they're dating, or they could have just found out that their house they're renting is getting sold and they have to move out in a week, like, and are super stressed. You have no idea. You have truly no idea. I checked in with one of my friends and found out that she lost her job unexpectedly, like, and really needed somebody to check in on her, and because you really just don't know what's happening in people's day to day. And a lot is probably going on with your own day to day. It's life. People have stuff going on, but you have friends for a reason. They're your support system. You need to support your friends and reach out, and they'll do the same to you. I mean, it's not going to be every day, because that's just going to be impossible. But even if it's just once a month or once every other month, I mean, anything is better than just no communication at all when they might need it.
Yeah, I've, you know, always try. I just appreciate when people do that so much. Like, I have, the whole time we're like talking about all this, I was thinking of my girlfriend Tamara, and she is so good at speaking what she sees. Like, she is one of the first people I think of when I think of like somebody that does that. Like, wow, you're just glowing. Or like, oh my gosh, your hair looks awesome. Or like, I love your makeup. Or like, it's like every time she sees you, like, she's gonna say something good. And like, that, y'all, goes such a long way in someone's life. And so that's why we wanted to have this. When you check on someone, like, hey, I saw your picture on Instagram, that looked fun. Or like, oh, you're looking so great. Or, oh, you know, it just, it means so much more. And so with this podcast, I mean, the whole, you know, all episodes we've had, it's just always hopefully a reminder to everyone to like be a better person in some way, some little takeaway. So I appreciate it, Grace. Anything else you want to share before we have some fun?
I literally just thought of one other thing that I love to do. So I literally try to follow as many people on my like Apple Watch workout thing, where it sends you notification when someone finished a workout. They have all these easy pre-type messages that are like, girl, you're on fire. Running emoji, like, spicing it up. Like, all these things I send them, and it makes people feel so good. They're like, thanks. Like, it was really a struggle to do this workout. Like, I'm so glad you noticed. Or just little things like that. And they're literally pre-typed messages that my watch prompts me. But, like, it goes so far. And you wouldn't think it does. But, like, it really, truly, the little things do the most for people.
So, I want to, like, I never really give challenges at the end of any episode. But I just want to challenge everyone, text someone and check on them, and then call somebody random, and then send somebody a note in the mail that you're thinking about them. It doesn't have to be like that they're sick in the hospital. It can just
do it.
It makes such a difference.
Send them.
Send them. Okay, so let's have some fun, Grace. I appreciate your honesty, and you know, you're just such a special, sweet friend to me. Always been there, and I live a crazy life of lots of crazy things. But you're just such a prayer warrior and just such a great friend. And, you know, I know this is going to encourage so many people just to speak the positive instead of the negative and know that, like, I know I say stuff every day that's probably a dig to someone, and trying to really think about that, like, okay, or I also think one thing I want to say. I thought about this. It is never too late to apologize.
No, it's not. It's really not.
It is never too late. Like, I had a friend that told me a situation happened 5 years ago, and over COVID, it was on her mind again. And she just called the girl up and was like, this is so random, but I need to apologize. Or, like, I remember my mom said she got a call from someone that a lady said something kind of just to her, kind of like we talk about these comments, and it really wasn't a big deal. But like 3 months later, she called and she was just like, you know, I should have never said that. You know, I've been thinking about that, and I just, that was wrong. And like, it really wasn't a big deal, but like that, an apology also goes a long way. So I need to think about who I need to apologize to now.
Yeah, I know. Also, no negative Nancy's up in here. We want some positive Polly's. Come on, send the card. Send it.
Send it. Okay, so Grace, let's have some fun. So tell us three of your current favorites, must-haves, recommendations that all the people need to know.
Okay, I had so many. It was really tough to narrow this list down. But one to, like, go along with our theme of, like, putting yourself in other people's shoes and, like, realizing that other people are going through stuff that you don't know. This book, I'm not even exaggerating, changed my life, my viewpoints on life, I should say. It didn't actually make an immediate effect to my health or life, just my viewpoints on life. It's called American Dirt. I don't know the author. The book cover is beautiful, so you can read it and use it as decorations.
We'll link it up.
It's about this lady from South America trying to make her way to America, I won't spoil the book, but it's just talking about her journey to escape a really terrible situation that she had no control over, trying to get into America. So really makes you grateful for being born in America and just what other people are going through that you really can't tell just by looking at them. So such a great book. Y'all need to read it. Okay, more fun one. I don't have a Peloton, but I have the Peloton app. And let me tell you, it is awesome. You can do outdoor runs. You can do treadmill workouts. You can do yoga. All of it has such fun music. It's so cheap per month. Everyone, go download it. Go do the workouts. It's so fun. I did one today, an outdoor run, and they played Britney Spears, and I was dancing while I was running. And had a blast. Like, I had a blast. Y'all download it. It's so fun.
Love it.
I know. So great. Okay, the other one is probably not in everyone's locations, but there's one in Montgomery and there's one in Baton Rouge. I don't know where any other ones are, but it's Discount Dillard's. Have you been?
Girl, keep going, and then I'm about to tell you about something.
Y'all, some people call it Dirty Dillard's.
It's Dirty Dillard's, y'all.
It's Discount Dillard's. Okay, so much designer stuff. If you go around a holiday, like, I don't know when this will air, but 4th of July is coming up, so there's a sale. Labor Day, probably going to be a sale. Thanksgiving, sales. I literally got a pair of, like, $120, like, pair of pants, the Antonio Milani, or however you say it, for, like, $12. Like, such good stuff. So cute. Designer, make you feel elegant and expensive for cheap. So everyone needs to go. Okay, what's your story?
Why have we not talked about the Dirty Dillard's? Girl, everyone knows me knows I'm Dillard's obsessed, Dillard's sales obsessed. So every time there's a Dillard's sale, I go every day. I'm into it. Like, that's when I, like, stock up on my clothes for, like, whatever's coming up. You know what I mean? Like, or, like, I'll buy, like, the dresses that are, like, 30 or less. A lot of them are, like, 20, 25. Yeah. And, like, that's what I'll have, like, in a year because, like, I know I'm going to wear it, you know? Okay, so anyways, everyone kept talking about this Dillard's always. And I had never gone. And people were like, Tori, you love Dillard's. Why don't you go to the discount, Dirty Dillard's, whatever. Actually, I didn't even know it was called Discount Dillard's. All I had ever heard was Dirty Dillard's. So when I Googled, like, looked it up, it was like Discount Dillard's. So I was like, okay. So I didn't know about the extra sale on top of the sale. Okay.
Yes.
It's always on sale. We got Memorial Day weekend. I got nothing. I was so stressed out. Y'all, there is so much stuff in this Discount Dillard's.
There's so much stuff.
Oh my gosh.
There's so much.
It's like a warehouse. Like, I was like, the line.
It's very overwhelming.
Okay, the line to check out took people an hour. I have never seen people with more stuff in my life. And, like, I'm Dillard's obsessed. I was like, oh my gosh. Well, because y'all know I have a bad foot, so my foot was hurting. I was like, why didn't I bring a scooter up in here? Like, I would have been in here for 3 years. I was like, if I didn't have a bad foot, oh my gosh. Y'all, I mean, I didn't even know there was one in Baton Rouge.
Yes, there's one in Baton Rouge. It's right next to my grandmother's house. And let me tell you, I hit that thing up. And my grandmother probably thinks I'm crazy because I'm like, gotta go to Dillard's, Granny. Gotta go to Dillard's.
She's there's
like,
a lot of people Dillard's here in Auburn that, like, if they have a wedding or something, they just go to the Discount Dillard's.
It's so good. Like, also, be prepared. Like, if you try on clothes, it's so hot. Like, it's so hot in there. I don't know.
You better be prepared to dig. It is like,
yeah.
A digging TJ Maxx times like 3,000. I mean, like this, y'all, I can't
huge.
Even.
It's huge. Like, it's like the size of a Sam's Club. Like, it's massive. It's massive.
And I was
okay,
like.
Also, it's like where all the Dillard's across the country send their stuff that they didn't sell for sale. So,
I can't wait to go. Great. Oh, it's the best. I can't wait to go when I'm not pregnant. Because, like, I didn't really know, like, I went when I was pregnant. I didn't really know, like, okay. What size do I need? Yeah. Like, all of this. Like, should I buy? Should I not? Like, it's kind of weird. So, oh my gosh. Yeah, when I went, I was like, I can't believe this has even existed. If you need a men's suit, there's 17,000.
Oh,
if you need
okay,
a dress,
listen.
There's 4,000.
Y'all, the men deals are crazy. Ryan, my boyfriend, bought an $800 suit jacket for $110. Like, it's crazy.
It's crazy. It's so crazy. If you ever want to come visit, come stay with me in Auburn. I guess I'm just putting this out there into the whole listener universe. Come stay with me in Auburn and we can go to Discount Dillard's. I will bring a scooter this time. And I will be, y'all, this is how crazy it is. The carts, like they have like.
They're buggies. Like
buggy carts. Yes. Like, no way. Yeah, it's crazy.
You can't carry all the stuff.
It's crazy. So, and I didn't know the first time I went, I was like, the next time I go, I need to go when it's like not the big sale and like put my stuff somewhere where then when it's the sale, I just go grab it. Cause I do that for the regular Dillard's
stuff.
I do that for the regular Dillard's sale on occasion. Like especially the New Year's Day sale, like I'll just like, sneak it in.
You didn't even know they had the New Year's Day sale.
Oh my gosh. Crazy.
Also, is it like legal to smuggle your stuff in the store? Like,
I mean, I'm not stealing. I'm not stealing. And guess what? It's always where I left it. I'm not stealing.
Okay, life hack.
Yeah. Life hack. Hashtag. Okay. Well, Grace, thank you so much for sharing your heart. I know this is going to encourage so many people. And I love you and I appreciate you and can't wait to hear how you continue to spread positivity in this world and at your Cafe Jure one day.
Oh yes, thank you so much for having me on. I do love to cook. My dream is to have a restaurant called Cafe Jure. So I'm so glad you said that. Come see me if I ever open it. But yes, thank you so much for having it. I'm so blessed to have you as my friend, and you're just as positive too. So I'm so glad, and I'm so ready to meet Mills. And
me
I just
too.
Okay, I can't wait. I love you. Thank you so much for having me on. Your podcast is great, and I'll listen to every episode. So
thanks for being a loyal listener. We appreciate all of you. Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye, girl.
If our episode today touched you, inspired you, or brought you some good laughs, we would be honored if you subscribed to the Talk with Tori podcast and left us a quick review. This will give others who are scrolling through the podcast apps the ability to find us. Please share this with all the people in your life so more friends can hear our stories. Thank you for tuning in, and we hope this episode brought you joy, love, and spice.